With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former President Donald Trump has announced on Truth Social he has agreed to debate Vice President Kamala Harris. It will happen on Wednesday, September 4th. Former Senator Jim Talent says Republicans shouldn't waste their time complaining about bias coverage from the mainstream media heading into the election.
See, my attitude is what Newt Gingrich said 30 years ago when I was in the House. He said, look, a problem you can't do anything about is just a fact. So this is just who they are. They've gotten a lot worse since then. And you just have to plan around it.
Senator Talent was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Acting Secret Service Director David Rowe says agents failed to see warnings from local police about the gunmen at a Donald Trump rally last month because they were stationed in separate command centers.
Based on what I know right now, neither the Secret Service counter-sniper teams nor members of the former president's security detail had any knowledge that there was a man on the roof of the AGR building with a firearm.
Representative David Joyce says he wants to know whether poor training played a role.
And I think it's something that we got to get to the bottom of and make sure they understand their duty, their mission. And their mission is to make sure they're protecting the people, not answering these questions afterwards because of their failure.
Congressman Joyce is part of a 13-member House panel that will investigate the attempted assassination. He spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. A surprising rise in the unemployment rate last month rattled financial markets and set off new worries about the threat of a recession at the closing bell on Wall Street. The Dow was down by 610 points Friday. The NASDAQ composite fell by 2.4% of its value. It's now down 10% from its record high, which was set just last month. The S&P 500 also struggled. It saw a decline of 1.8% of its value. This is SRN News. Iowa's heartbeat law is now in effect.
Pro-life leaders are applauding Iowa's new six-week abortion ban, which went into effect Monday. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds said, quote, "There is no right more sacred than life." Marjorie Dannenfeltzer with SBA Pro-Life America called it a historic day for Iowa. There are now 18 states nationwide with a law in effect protecting unborn children who have a heartbeat. Jeremy House, SRN News.
The Salvation Army is providing emergency disaster relief in Alberta, Canada, where a massive wildfire decimated the town of Jasper. Some 25,000 people were forced to flee their homes, and about one-third of the town structures have been destroyed. Salvation Army teams are providing meals to law enforcement officers as well as several hundred wildfire evacuees. The Christian Social Services Agency is also providing the hope of the gospel message. This is SRN News. The feds may recall nearly 1 million Dodge Journey SUVs after a woman got trapped and died in a vehicle in 2022.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration upgraded an investigation opened last year to an engineering analysis and added 11 model years. The agency says it now has 19 complaints that inoperative door locks and windows can prevent people from getting out of the small SUVs during an emergency. Documents say investigators will look at the cause of the fire and its potential effect on the operation of the door locks. Rich Thomason reporting.
Coca-Cola says it will pay $6 billion in back taxes and interest to the IRS, even as it appeals a federal tax court decision in a case that dates back 17 years. The Atlanta beverage giant said Friday it will continue the fight and believes it will win its dispute with the IRS, the hefty tax bill dating back to 2007. This is SRN News.